Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If any NFL teams out there watching, hit my phone. Hit my phone. If one of them teams out there with a camaraderie bad, the energy bad, the players, haters, I don't want to play there. I don't want to go there. I don't want to waste no time. You heard? If your squad out there want to win, and your squad want a hungry wide receiver who the best in the whole world, tell him I hit my phone. Tell him I ain't doing no unguarantees. I ain't even going to play myself no more for this NFL, you heard?
You heard? Big chest. Antonio Brown on Instagram last night. Now it is back on guarantees. He's got a long list of demands, even though he's not a free agent. Guaranteed money, doesn't want bad camaraderie, doesn't want to be around the haters. The haters.
When does he say he's got tiger blood? Like Charlie Sheen. Does he even know who Charlie Sheen is? That's the analog here. His little meltdown. And AB just getting weirder and weirder and weirder by the second.
Do you feel like he's throwing his career away? Are we watching a meltdown? Is this playing out in front of all of us? A man that is so unhinged and unglued, doesn't know it, has no self-awareness, and is just falling apart before our eyes.
Probably not.
Why?
Because if he, well, his career probably has 4 or 5 years left tops anyway. Probably 2 to 3 as a best in the league type of player.
Now, why do you say that?
He's getting older.
Okay. Do you think he's an all-time great wide receiver?
Yes.
Then why can't he play close to 40 like Jerry Rice?
I think when you're his size, it's tougher to be the dominant singular force. Steve Smith, when did he retire? Guy who's about 5'9".
I want to say 37 or 38.
Yeah, but Steve Smith at the very end was not like the best wide receiver in football.
His time Smith is 5'9".
AB's 5'10 in list height.
His last full year in the NFL where he played 16 games was 2014. He had 1,000 yards and 6 touchdowns. Not bad.
I know, but not best in the league.
Okay.
But he's got 2 to 3 years left of what I would call his prime, and then maybe 2 to 3 more on top of that. And I don't think he's going to be tweeting and Instagramming and Instagram-living his career away so long as somebody is willing to trade for him, and then on some level, he just goes out and does what he does on the field. There will still be a market for it. T.O. was a destructive human being as much as you could be without social media, and teams still took risks on him to the very end. AB, at the end of the day, might end up being the guy who's getting 1 year, $11 million because somebody needs a jolt, but I think as long as he proves he can do what he does on the field, people will be willing to give him those one-year honeymoon deals.
I feel like he's already passed Terrell Owens and Randy Moss and Chad Johnson by. I think Antonio Brown is the biggest diva wide receiver in NFL history. And at least with you mentioned Terrell Owens, at least with him, he might question his quarterback sexuality in San Francisco and say Brett Favre was better than Donovan McNabb and cry about Tony Romo. But he showed up to work. He showed up to work, and this guy didn't. He committed that sin on top of everything else.
So how many days of no-show was it for him in that last week? Like 3?
But that was not an isolated incident. He had blown things off earlier in the season, too.
Yeah, but he still was playing and producing, which is all that matters for a lot of teams.
So you would not call Brown a diva?
Oh, no, he's a huge diva.
You think that T.O. is a bigger diva?
I don't think it's like a special case here where he has lapped the field to the degree that he is ruining his career.
So you don't watch any of these videos and think this guy's career is just completely deteriorating before our eyes, because I do, actually.
Well, his career deteriorating involves nobody wanting to bring him on their team.
Yeah.
And you think nobody out there wants to trade for him?
I think we're getting to a point where when you take his behavior, his professional behavior, which is really important when you're going to pay a guy a lot of money, and now that he's demanding even more money, you have to take that into account. What kind of employee are we getting? Is he going to show up on time? Is he going to care all the time? Is he going to be a destructive force?
Him doing all this stuff on social media, or him meeting and taking a picture with Art Rooney and saying, hey, we worked everything out.
Says a thousand words, and now that he met with Art Rooney, every phone in the Steelers headquarters are going to ring off the hook with teams interested. You think that way?
Someone's
going to cough up a first round pick now?
If you're trying to weigh this as is his career dissolving here, and you're using his social media posting as a primary reason why.
It's part of it.
You're making it seem like a pretty big part of it.
Yes.
I would argue that other teams see him do something relatively sane, meet with the owner that he wouldn't even acknowledge for a while, and at least say, here's a man who has some sort of tether to reality. When the rubber meets the road, when he knows he still has to get something done, he can sit here, swallow whatever his pride is in this particular matter, meet with the owner, and at least act like an adult for a day.
So you think it's possible that the next chapter he writes somewhere else is equally prolific or more prolific than what we've seen here?
That's partly dependent on whether the quarterback is good, but yeah, I think there's still a chance.
See, I look at his social media behavior and also his personal life and think this guy is falling apart.
How many more seasons does he play in the NFL then?
I don't know.
Any?
I don't think many more, no. If the over-under is 5, I say less. If the over-under is 3, I think that's a good number.
So if he plays 3 more seasons, he'll have played how many in the league, like 12 or 13?
Since 2010, yeah.
I mean, that's still a pretty long career, man.
Okay, but you just said you think what's next for him could be equally or more prolific than what he's done here. I look at all the personal crap, and I honestly see somebody who I'm not saying it's mental. Like, I'm not going to play amateur doctor and say there's psychosis here. But I do think we're watching somebody, maybe because of their own personality or attitude and the money's gone to their head and life has gotten so big so fast that I think we're watching somebody explode. I think we're watching somebody throw their career away.
I don't. Ryan Clark said that when you give this guy money, watch out, right? And that was 2012. Ryan Clark relayed that story. So in Ryan Clark's mind, I think a reasonable person can infer he's been this diva since probably 2012 or 2013. He's played virtually every game since then. He's had little incidents here and there, and yet all I see are 1,000-yard seasons and 100-catch seasons from 2013
onward. So you don't think
onward.
The social media stuff that's going on right now will ever come back to bite him? You don't think he'll regret any of this?
I don't think it's going to shorten his playing career where it otherwise wouldn't have been, no.
Okay. See, I look at a guy right now, and I think he's lost himself. He's lost his mind.
I think he lost himself in the persona a while ago, but he's still produced. In the process of losing himself, the last 3 years, he's got 36 touchdown catches. He's averaging around 1,300-some yards and 12 touchdowns in about 105 catches a year.
Okay, so then you're making it sound like almost nothing is wrong. Like, there isn't something wrong with the person.
I think we're almost looking past the fact that he's so unfathomably productive and just, like, throwing that out with the bathwater here.
Yes, you're right.
I don't think the NFL has a habit of doing that. T.O. would not have lasted as long as he did if he wasn't productive. The production came first, and teams were willing to court the headache, and that's how people are going to be with Antonio Brown for probably five more years.
I don't think Antonio Brown is as calculated, as smart as Terrell Owens. I don't see that.
I don't think T.O. I didn't see T.O. and say, oh, there's a really smart, calculating guy.
Do you think he's smarter than A.B.? Come on, man.
Who are they? Was T.O. repped by Rosenhaus?
Yes.
See, that's the other thing. I think the agent here is another consideration. The agent, I can't imagine Drew Rosenhaus, the most high-profile agent in the NFL, would keep A.B. as a client if he didn't think he had some handle. He, Rosenhaus, had some handle on what was going on.
But he's making so much money that he's getting a big cut of it, and I think at that point, you don't care.
He's got a lot of other clients, though. He's made a lot of other money. He's made a lot of money as an agent, a ton. I think he feels he's still got this thing where he wants it.
Yeah, I don't. I think this is sad. I think we're watching somebody throw their career away right now before our eyes.
Wait, it's sad.
Yeah.
Are you in the camp or representing the camp that would like to see him suspended out of spite?
I think
because if it's sad, you want to sort of help the guy.
You don't think Greek tragedies are sad?
But you want to punish him more, which makes it even sadder.
I said you punish him if you can't get much back in terms of draft capital. Yes.
I don't know. I can't believe
you watch these Instagram videos and think, well, nothing to see here. This isn't a big deal. This isn't a guy who's completely lost his mind.
I think it's a big deal, but only in the sense of the practical matter of where is he going to go and how much are they going to get in return.
Do you think Antonio Brown is throwing his career away? That he's doing something he'll regret? That social media is ruining his career? Chris says no. I say yes. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. It's the PM team. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. In a half hour, Jason Mackey from Newark, where the Penguins take on a team they've played down to all year. Mike Tomlin can't beat the Raiders. Mike Sullivan can't beat this year's New Jersey Devils, 0-3 against New Jersey, in need of points tonight. Joel Corey, former NFL agent, joins us at 4:45. To talk, guess who?
I'm going to go AB. Mr. Big Chest.
Yeah, I wanted you to go Big Chest
there. Yeah. I'm really not reading the keys today.
So you said last segment that you don't think AB's social media behavior is going to scare off teams.
No, and to even re-clarify the point, I look at his stats, I look at his age, I look at his production. When I think behind the scenes, a lot of people have whispered, maybe this stuff's been going on longer than we think or than people know about with him, that he's been a little bit off kilter and fallen into the persona. And I just say, it's very easy for us to be sort of prisoners of the moment with him. He's doing stuff on the elliptical. He's sending out messages. If you want the hungry, best wideout in the game, pick up your phones and call me. And I think it's easy to forget just how good he is when you actually get into that 17-week schedule.
That's a different kind of point. So you're saying...
It's connected to the fact that I don't think his career is going to end because of this, because he's so good on the field.
Okay. I'm saying that I think the stuff that we're seeing off the field is going to catch up to him on the field. That is independent of, is a team desperate enough to still want him?
In what way will it catch up to him on the field?
I'm saying this balancing act that he's doing, where he's having personal tiffs with women he fathered children with, throwing stuff allegedly off balconies, driving like a madman, showing up to events looking like he's stoned out of his mind, going off on these tirades where he must know, or he in the past might have known better, because it's going to make him look bad. It's going to make him look unprofessional. These types of things he wasn't doing 2 years ago, he's doing now, I think are consistent with someone whose life is falling apart. That's what I think. And if his life is unraveling off the field, I think it's only a matter of time until it affects him on the field.
Would you say that this was his worst off the field season, like preseason, the undefeated article, everything else? I mean, he still had, 1,297 yards, still had 50, led the league in touchdowns. I look at it this way. He finally sat down and met with Art Rooney. He got, on some level, an assurance they were going to try to deal him. At least that's his words. That, hey, we're parting ways, and we cleared the air about some stuff. I don't think it's unreasonable to assume, if you have been watching this from the beginning, that Antonio Brown, now that he has gotten, apparently, from Art Rooney himself, this assurance that they're gonna deal him, he lays back and says, mission accomplished. And it might take a while, but I've done my part. The owner himself, if I can't take him at his word, who can I take?
Well, he hasn't tweeted or gone on Instagram today, so an hour post-meeting, you're right so far, or 2 hours, whatever.
But then again, I can't even be that confident in that, because you lauded him yesterday and said, hey, he backed off the guarantee thing, probably a smart move. Last night, it's almost like he was listening to the show, and
Chris,
he said,
that's what
you know
I mean.
Give me the guarantee.
Don't you think it's possible that you could listen to that and think, he might be in dire financial straits.
I always think that when a guy asks, essentially, I know in football with contracts not being guaranteed, but when he basically asks for a cash advance, the NFL equivalent of it, that sets off alarm bells for me. He's making that much money, and push it through.
Now you're making my point that you might have a financially unstable person.
But wouldn't that motivate him to be as on his best behavior as he can?
No, because he's not thinking rationally. He's emotional about it.
You don't think he might be more rational about dollars and cents here? I mean, he's not good at managing them, but he knows that he's got. He has to know. He has to know my meal ticket is my ability to play football. I'm running out of money again because apparently I can't stop spending it. I better be on my best behavior so I can get one more big contract and at least push this a little further down the road.
I think you're projecting what you might do in this situation on somebody else who's far less stable, is what I think you're doing.
He's managed to be stable enough to play in all these games up till this point. I can't suddenly say now that this is a line of demarcation and he has this precipitous drop-off in terms of his being in touch with reality.
Does anybody look at Antonio Brown and think he's throwing his career away? That we're watching this offseason, this is the beginning of the end for him with the way he's behaved? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Here is Jim. He's on the fan. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Hi.
No, I don't think he's thrown his life away. Oh, yeah.
What is he doing then?
He does on Instagram. He just wants to get himself out there more. Make him look. Who cares what he does? And if Pittsburgh trades him, well, they're idiots.
Why?
I'm sorry, but.
Why?
Because they don't. If you're going to give him away, if you ain't getting him one pick, it's horrible.
So then what do you do with him?
He's the number one receiver.
So then what do you do with him?
Bring him back. So what? Because he can't make fun of – he can't yell at the quarterback? Quarterback can do whatever he wants?
So you just him back and expect that, what, things go differently?
So what? Who cares? I don't think anything's wrong with him. If he wants to yell back at the quarterback, well, hey, quarterback makes stupid mistakes too. And he don't ever get yelled at. Come on.
Jim, you're making this sound like everybody involved has made a mountain out of a freaking molehill. If it's no big deal, why is the owner meeting with him today?
Maybe to bring him back.
I'm sure. The note that everyone has said coming out of it is that they agreed to go their separate ways.
Misdirection.
Yeah, Jim, thank you.
You know what? The first part of what he said...
Oh, come on. Don't even give any credence to that.
If they adopted a screw-it posture and said, we'll even give you a new contract... And scream all you want and let it completely be the loony bin here, I would enjoy that.
0-for-1 on callers this hour. Here's Tito. He's on the fan. Hi, Tito.
Come on.
How you doing?
Hey, man.
Antonio Brown, I think he has CTE from getting that hit from Vontaze Burfict. That's what's wrong with him, like Aaron Hernandez. He was 27 years old.
Oh, come on. You think one hit?
The science on CTE does not at all suggest that one massive hit does it, that it's a series of repeated subconcussive blows.
Yeah, well, so did Lynn Swann. Joe Green had to carry him off the field for crying out loud.
I understand that, but...
Look, I don't know if you do. I don't know if you do.
We going 0-for-2?
I think we might have, yeah. Maybe there was an
error
made by
halfway to a golden sombrero here. 4 strikeouts in an hour on the calls.
You can't say that one hit completely changed it. When did that happen?
2015 or 16?
What was he like in 2016?
Normal, seemingly. 17, normal, seemingly. Yeah, I've seen the idea propagated that hit.
Well, who's saying that? Did Dunlap say that?
He has put that out there.
That one hit changed a guy's personality?
He has said that he is a different guy post-Burfict hit, and I just don't buy that in the slightest.
I can buy that repeated hits to the head.
No, but the Burfict hit is convenient because it's Vontaze Burfict's fault for all of this, actually. And it's also a single point in time where he took a big hit where everyone can go, oh, there's a signpost.
Do you think Antonio Brown has lost his mind? Are we watching somebody who is throwing his career away, who will have regrets? Do you feel bad? Is there any speck of sadness to watching what's happened to this guy? Give us your thoughts, and please be better than the last few callers. 412-928-9370. It's the PM team on the fan. That was quite the off-air conversation.
They usually are.
Do you think if we took the off-air conversation and put it up on a Facebook Live of some kind, could we get in trouble for what we...
Yes.
Yeah, we probably could.
I think you can check that one at the door. I just ate scallops, and they were delicious from the Lamont, who's going to be at Eat, Drink, Pittsburgh. And I believe there's like 40 tickets even left to be sold for this pony.
Great tease, Chris.
And
you're a radio pro.
It's Thursday, Eat, Drink, Pittsburgh, at the new event space at Rivers Casino.
They also have a new sports book there.
They do. That's where Craig will be, drooling at some point in the night.
Craig, are you going to be there on Thursday?
To be determined.
Oh. I think it's an all-hands-on-deck studio.
I guess not to be determined,
event.
Then.
I think on-air personalities, and you are one, need to be there.
I think this has been determined.
Oh, that has been determined.
Your boss just walked in, so you do have to be
there. Well, no, I just learned that our boss is allergic to shellfish, which is wild.
And then I offered him a sum of money to eat
the
scallops.
Shellfish. Correct.
Just to see what would happen.
And are you underselling the fact that if you offered him a grand, he's still going to the hospital and having to pay that money back for an ambulance?
What would be a dollar amount if you were allergic to something that you would eat it anyways? Do you have anything that you know you're allergic to?
Soy milk, like specifically soy milk, makes my throat close up.
For $10,000, could I get you to drink an entire glass of soy milk?
Probably.
For $5,000, would you drink? Seven.
Got to be 10. 10's the baseline. What about for my brother is allergic to peanuts, and he goes into anaphylactic shock. It can kill him unless he has an EpiPen.
Then he can't do it. He's out of that's
Why?
That's really
then
allergic.
You raise the stakes, baby.
That's a terminal allergy.
$1 million.
Your soy sensitivity.
Yes.
It's not a life or death situation.
Not allergic to soy sauce. In fact, find it delicious.
As of right now, I don't think I'm allergic to anything.
Well, man, you've lived and you have 20/20 vision, don't you?
Yep.
You've lived a hell of a life. You've got this mind for takes. You've got an eidetic memory, 20/20 vision.
There we go.
You're not allergic to anything. What can't you do?
I'm just Mr. Perfect over here.
You're just not Mr. Big Chest. And you know who's not Mr. Big Chest is Joe Starkey. Did you
Who
see?
Could not even pull off.
God, is that.
Did he get to 10 push-ups?
He got to 11 push-ups.
How many do you think you could do?
I was thinking about this a lot last night.
I think I could do 20, no problem.
So if I were setting the over-under for
myself.
I've
been going to the gym.
Our boss is still in there, and our boss saw me knock out 20 push-ups in this studio once. Craig saw it, too. Remember? We did
this. Man, it looks like they're having a very serious conversation in there, doesn't it?
But our boss saw me do 20.
He said he knocked out 20 as well.
He did. Our boss did. I give him credit. He knocked out 20. If I were setting the over-under for myself, continuous, once you fail on one, you can't stop, you can't fail, I'd set it at like 27.5 because I think from push-up 21 to push-up 27 becomes a high mountain for me to climb.
We both agree that the Antonio Brown trade stock has taken a considerable hit.
It has,
It's
yes.
not the same as it was back in early January because of a lot of the things we've talked about, right?
That's correct.
Let's say that there's one really smart team with one really smart coach/GM who's watched that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he has 6 picks in the first 101 picks in the draft. I'm talking about Bill Belichick.
I was just going to say, really having a hard time tumbling to this one.
I thought something was coming there, and it's not. Okay. Mr. Baseball was a little bit delayed there.
Yeah, he's out there looking at rotations, dirt sheets. He's got like one of those little shuffleboard things to move teams around on the grid.
Isn't this a perfect time or perfect opportunity for Belichick to try to overpay for AB?
I would think
relative to everybody else.
If the
consensus right now is that AB is a third round pick,
mm-hmm.
if you're flush with picks in the top 3 rounds and you're Belichick, why not just blow everybody out of the water, offer a second round pick, tell the Steelers no one else has come close to this.
We know
I'm
going
to offer you this. I was interested in Odell Beckham Jr. The Giants won't trade Beckham to me, which shows the world that we are searching for a number one wide receiver, someone to put with Edelman. Gronkowski might, if we're lucky, have 1 year left. By the way, Gronkowski's also rep by Rosenhaus, so we've got a little agent relationship there.
Stop the hypothetical for 1 second and answer me this. Do you think Belichick wants to be done with the Patriots when Brady is? Do you think he doesn't want to try to keep it going after that, even though he probably thinks he's more important? Do you think he wants to say this was a hell of a 20-year run or whatever it ends up being if I win 7 Super Bowls, that's enough. I'm sated
yes,
by that.
Yes, because I think there's a wink-wink deal there that Josh McDaniels will take over as head coach, and that's why he stayed and backed out of the Colts.
So be that as it may then. Take Antonio Brown at face value. He says, I want to go to a team that wants to win, where there's no drama, where everyone's hungry. What do you say about the Patriots? You know this about Brady, right? Hungry to win, yes?
Mm-hmm.
I think Brown would respect Brady because of the way he prepares and the work he puts in. Like, Brady sees Brown working out last night and goes, well, he's kind of goofy, but that's my kind of work ethic. I would do it. And then if I'm Belichick, I say, I'm trying to max out my last couple years here and the last couple years
it
of Brady.
Sense.
Doesn't Brown on that team artificially make Brady younger because he makes more plays for him?
It makes sense for the Patriots to do that. But if the Patriots are offering a second round pick and the next best offer you have is a late third round pick, I know what the Steelers have said about the teams they want to do business with.
Yes.
But if the deal is that much better, you have to take it.
I think so, and I'm more fatalistic as to why I say that. You're not going to beat them even if they don't get Antonio Brown. So there's always the chance that you trade him to New England and he subverts them from within, and then you made out looking like a bandit.
And maybe he's only there for 1 year, and then it goes belly up, which is kind of what happened with Randy Moss. If you get a pick from New England that's in the 50s, and the next best offer is in the 80s, you have to take that pick. Don't you?
Craig. I would. I absolutely would.
If they're 30 picks apart, you have to take it, right?
I would do it.
That's a full round, man.
That's a ton of value. You go to that little draft chart that
Craig,
you like to refer to.
That's enough value for me to
hold
make
on.
A move.
2018 NFL draft chart value chart. Ready? So let's go with the Patriots' second round pick. Let's go with pick 33, just hypothetically. Do you want to do that?
Okay.
And that's
I don't think that they would give the 33rd
pick. So where do you want to put it at?
Well, let's pull up the 2019 NFL draft order, Chris.
Thank you. I'm trying to spitball it here.
The Patriots have 6 picks in the top 101. In the second round, they have the 64th pick. They have the 56th pick from the Bears.
Okay, let's do you know what? Let's go with the
56th pick.
We'll go 56th pick, okay? And we will here, I have it up right now, actually. That is worth to New England 340. In their little, in the evaluation. And let's just go with pick 90.
Let's say the Cowboys are offering
at
the 90th 90. Pick in the draft.
It's 200 points more because the Cowboys pick's worth 140. So that's a lot more draft. It's worth twice as much, more than twice as much in terms of your draft capital.
I'm going to put this up on Twitter. If the Patriots offer the 56th pick and the Cowboys offer the 90th pick for Antonio Brown, which deal do you make? What do you think the listeners will say?
I think they're going to say the Cowboys because they'll hold out hope that the Steelers could beat the Patriots so long as they don't give them Antonio Brown. Although giving them AB and then saying, well, there's no way the Steelers would win would be a tacit admission that AB is a major game changer in a positive way.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy Route 19 in McMurray. Get a sweetheart of a deal right now with Auto Show bonus cash. I almost spit up a scallop.
Auto Show.
32 degrees, a low of 26, some snow in the forecast. Jason Mackey, our Penguins insider, live from New Jersey. The Penguins have gotten crushed by the Devils this year. It's been a big game tonight, and he'll join us next on The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.